Well, welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Dean Folks. I'm the lead pastor at LifePoint. And this past Sunday at LifePoint Delaware, the Delaware campus, Pastor Jeff taught on John chapter 11. However, Pastor Jeff had a death in his extended family, so he wasn't able to do the Drivecast, so I'm kind of filling in for him. What he looked at in John chapter 11 is that the reality is that at the beginning of the narrative, whenever Lazarus, Jesus's close friend, is sick, Jesus intentionally waits. And the point really that we made there is that that we believe that even though Jesus is absent from the scene, he's not absent from the story. And that's important for us because there are a lot of times whenever we think, hey, I don't see Jesus active in my life right now, or I don't see God active in my life right now, I don't feel God. And yet we believe that he's there, that even in the tough moments, that God is right there with us. Just because he's absent from the scene in your life doesn't mean that he's absent from the story. It also means that we believe that even when the big picture doesn't include the answer that we want, when things do change, but they don't change the way that we want, doesn't mean that we believe that God is any less powerful just because we don't get rescue. When you see the sisters say, you know, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. While that is a reality, Jesus had a point, and the point was to show his power. Now, why did he want to show us his power? And this is really critical for the life of Christians. We see in this moment, we visibly see, and so do others, that Jesus has the power to resurrect life after physical death. Now, that's important for us for a number of reasons. Obviously, in Jesus' own resurrection after the crucifixion, we learn that. But we learn that because in a way, the Father resurrects him. When Jesus resurrects Lazarus, we also see that Jesus has this same resurrection power. Why is that important? It's important because then the way that he speaks to death speaks to us. It teaches us that just like he said to Martha in the narrative, do you believe this? I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe this? We have to answer that same question. Do we believe that Jesus has power over death? And that's critical for you and me. Because as we look at our lives, there are people that we love very, very much that we have lost. Maybe people that we've lost to, as much as we could see the evidence of their lives, says that they had a relationship with God. And if we don't see this in the life of Jesus, if we don't see resurrection power flowing through him, then it leaves a question in our minds. What's going to happen to our friends? What's going to happen to our family members? What's going to happen to the people that we love? And ultimately, what's going to happen to us when death comes our way in these variety of situations? But what we see and what we learn from Jesus is that he has the power over death. So that means that even though our physical bodies die, and even though our physical bodies, the way Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, that they are subject to decay, Even though those things are true, Jesus has the power to resurrect our spirits. Jesus has the power to bring resurrection. And what the New Testament teaches is that at some point in the future, God is going to bring about a massive resurrection that is the inauguration, really, of this reign in eternity that's going to be incredible. In the Christian world, the Christian life. And that's what we look forward to. That's what ultimately gives us hope. So maybe as you're listening today, you're thinking about someone that you've lost. Man, I hope that you're encouraged about them. If you know that they were in Christ, I hope that you're encouraged by that. Maybe you've lost someone more recently and you're still kind of reeling from the sadness of just the physical, personal loss in this world. And that's very natural. It's not unspiritual. It's very, very natural. And at the same time, I hope it's an encouragement to you to live for things that are going to last forever, not just things that are temporal and now. So why don't we just take a second right now and let's pray that. Let's pray that today God would help us live for things that are forever. God, thank you that you are the resurrection and the life. And thank you, God, that your word, it so clearly spells it out and states it, that we would say, yes, yes, we believe this today. Help us live for things that are going to last forever. In your name we pray. Amen. Well, listen, I hope you have a great day, and we hope to see you back tomorrow on the DriveCast. God bless.